At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. It's summer, and that means fantasy football draft season is officially here. I'm Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. I help fantasy football players dominate with data that actually matters, strategy that works, and insights that give you an edge every single week. Last season, we helped hundreds of listeners win leagues by spotting breakout players and diamonds in the rough before the rest and building draft strategies that give you the upper hand in every round. My goal with every episode is simple: give you clear, actionable steps rooted in data and proven strategy, all with one goal in mind: winning your redraft and dynasty championships. New quarterback for the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers, George Pickens out, DK Metcalf in. The big question is, how should we be viewing Metcalf? Rodgers, you know, isn't really someone we're looking at as a top 12 fantasy quarterback or anything close, really. But will he be able to sustain Metcalf as a top 24 wide receiver? Maybe even higher? What we do know is that Metcalf will be the target funnel for this offense, right? No one should be earning targets at a rate anywhere close to Metcalf as things stand right now. 25% plus target share is definitely a solid projection for him. You look at Arthur Smith's offenses in the past, the wide receiver one gets a significant target share. A.J. Brown, 27% in Tennessee. Russell Gage, 26%. Drake London, 29% and 23%. Not great, but George Pickens at 26% last year. The problem has been the quarterbacks haven't been good. And these offenses have been run focused. Now, I think Rodgers provides an upgrade there, right? He's good enough to be able to sustain Metcalf overall. But stylistically, I'm not sure I love the fit between these two. You know, because Metcalf is in this like extremely like extreme separator outside of vertical routes, there needs to be some serious rapport, I think, built between, you know, the quarterback and wide receiver here when that separation isn't always there on a variety of routes. And that's kind of why I feel like the situation can be frustrating potentially outside of best ball. He's going to have his games, obviously, but this is the first time, also at the same time, that Metcalf doesn't have another wide receiver to really contend with, right? He's always had Tyler Lockett and JSN to steal targets away from him, but he doesn't have that guy this year. The other problem is Arthur Smith has found ways to get other guys involved when they don't need to be. The target share could be there for him, but the raw targets might only end up averaging to around 6 and 7 per game, given the fact that they want to run the ball. You know, not my favorite pick in drafts, personally, you know, despite him being the only clear target there, but, you know, I can see him having his games. I'm always going to hope for more for Pat Freiermuth, and to me, like, he should be the second target on this offense. He had some good stretches last year, so I'm going to keep an eye on waivers just to see what his role looks like in week one. If he gets that 80% plus route participation we're looking for, great. He was at 75% last year, only saw a 17% target share. We can see if Aaron Rodgers likes him more. Maybe we'll see that 20% target share from him, a little bit more routes. That'll be awesome. Let's move to this backfield. There is a clear role in this backfield that Caleb Johnson can fill. The opportunity is there for the taking, and that's the early down role, right? The Najee Harris role. And it's a role that we've seen in this offense. It's possible he can fill the early, you know, in career Najee Harris role, the big workload role. But like, listen, like, we have another running back here, right? Also, we have Arthur Smith here. Like, I'm not sure Arthur Smith is going to want to do that. Now, Mike Tomlin has been one to give his RB1 a big workload when they deserve it. But Caleb's going to have to earn it, right? Because Jaylen Warren is fighting for a big role too. Obviously, Mike Tomlin has had some really good things to say about Caleb Johnson. It's still very possible that we see a 50-50 split in week one, or even a situation where Warren is playing more snaps. The Steelers are only favored in six games this year, so that does favor Warren to be on the field quite a bit. He's been a proven passing down back for the Steelers over the last few years. So there's a wide range of outcomes for Johnson. But over the course of the season, there's a chance he has a big enough role where we're starting him as an RB2, right? He's going off the board as the RB25 on Underdog. I think there's more upside, you know, with guys going after him, though, like Swift, Pacheco, Pollard. You know, Arthur Smith's running backs have been frustrating overall. Like, look at how he handled Bijan in his rookie year. The good thing is that if there is some mishandling of that, I don't think Mike Tomlin is going to stand for it. But I find myself not necessarily chasing this situation in drafts, kind of avoiding it altogether. The Steelers are also projected for the seventh fewest points this season. So there's a good chance I don't have any Steelers on most of my fantasy teams.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.